The agriculture sector has been tasked with a 25% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. To help farmers achieve this target, Chagask has launched its free signpost advisory programme to support farmers to farm more sustainably. Robert Prendeville is the Climate Action Advisor for Kerry, and he explains the steps farmers can take.
Farmers are tasked with reducing their emissions by 25% by 2030. And look, the baseline for that is 2018. So the positive thing for that for farmers is they're actually, some of them are probably already on this journey, that they have some of that already clocked up, but it's just a case of building on that now. So I suppose the biggest thing that farmers could do at this minute is to plan for next year. So first and foremost, I suppose, look, just going back to, I suppose, the old adage, like, you know, of soil sampling. So that's, like someone said earlier to me lately, it's like taking a blood test in the doctor. You won't know from looking at you if there's an underlying issue. But by doing the basics and getting these things done, it helps, I suppose, give you a perspective or give you an indication as to where things are at. So that's the foundation, I suppose, really for optimizing, I suppose, your productivity on your pasture. So if you need to spread lime, if you need to correct your peas, your K's. And I suppose if you can do that, then look, it's a very good start. I suppose the other thing there as well is just planning fertilizer for the coming year. So you can do a perfectly adequate fertilizer plan with protected urea, 18-6-12, and muriate of potash. And fair enough, like, there might be some 10-10-20s for reseeds or 0-7-30s for maybe oat blocks and silage growing that need to be built into the plan. But look, talk to your advisor about it and get a nutrient management plan, get a fertilizer plan together. And I suppose really that's making use of what you have in your storage tanks. That's making use of, I suppose, the more environmentally friendly fertilizers. And I suppose the thing about the predicted urea in particular is, compared to your ureas, and your cans, they are better from a greenhouse gas perspective. And I suppose the big win in this is if you are at 0% today of predicted urea, and say in 2024 you switch over from your can and urea to predicted urea, that'll be 8% of your 25% in the bag come 2030.
Just by doing that step alone.
So it's a massive win. And look, fair enough, a lot of farmers at this stage probably are on that journey. But it's just a case of making the switch. And the beauty of this actually is, it's actually better for your pocket.
Farmers, and you're working with a lot of those on the signpost programme, a lot of them have introduced clover as well. And that means you don't have to put out any fertiliser.
Yeah, so look, that comes back to, I suppose, where setting the foundation for your soil fertility. If you're P, your K, your lime, or your pH are adequate, that offers the opportunity then to put in the likes of your reseeds or oversow clover, or incorporate clover with your reseeds. And I suppose that helps reduce your reliance on chemical nitrogen because you have the clover in the ground to do some of the work for you.
Are you finding the farmers, they're willing to take the steps?
Yeah, and look, I think the positive thing for farmers is, like, we all hear on the media, I suppose, this 25% reduction. And I suppose the thing is, maybe some people don't know where the start point is. The start point is 2018. So anything you've done, so for example, switching over to low emission slurry spreading from your splash plate. Look, maybe some people thought that was a requirement if they were in derogation, for example. But look, you will be credited with it. So it is incorporated into the plans. Talk to your local advisors, whether they're private or Chagas. Look, we're dealing with everyone on this one because it just shows, I suppose, the importance of it to Chagas. It's a free service, so I can sit down with any farmer and we can work out a plan.
Stuart Childs is the Chagas Dairy Specialist for the Southwest. He says all farmers can reduce their emissions by up to 15% using existing technologies, but they're waiting on new technologies to bring agriculture to the 25% reduction we've signed up to.
There's probably anywhere between 10 and 15% reductions of that 25% reduction that we're tasked with achieving available for people to achieve quite readily. Now then, we are dependent on new technologies coming through, but some of that new technology is already being implemented, so there's some farms going to be using some of the feed additives over the coming winter. Again, looking at it on a research level, they can achieve quite significant reductions, however they are confined to total indoor systems at the moment. So the research is going to concentrate on making delivery methods available for the Irish grass-based system, and so hopefully they will bring us a lot of the way then subsequently. So, but it's still very important that we don't hang back and wait for them to come to the fore, that we do our own piece, take on the protected urea, reduce the amount of nitrogen being used, implement the clover as much as possible, all the soil fertility, all the good practices actually that we've been recommending for the last number of years, they still hold true for environmentally friendly farming as well.
Do you think farming is unfairly portrayed in the media?
Yeah, to be honest, I suppose if you look at a report that came out in relation to nitrate levels in groundwater recently, there's 81% of Irish water bodies that are reported in that are in classified as top quality. Like, obviously, there's 19.5% that are in grade 2, 3, and 4 there, or whatever, or 18.5%. But it's a quite a small proportion are in grade 3 and 4. So we do need to turn the ship around a small little bit, I suppose. And as I said, I do think we kind of maybe need to own the problem as opposed to maybe trying to deflect away from it, because it probably gives us greater credit rather than trying to defend our own situation, even though we're actually defending from quite a strong position. We have the third or fourth best quality water in Europe. However, we are just, I suppose, out on a limb in terms of the system that we run in Ireland. We also are becoming one of only two countries that will have a derogation in Europe. So the political support for that derogation is actually nearly a bigger problem than the water quality itself. I do think that we can turn that water quality scenario around, but we will need time to do it, unfortunately, and we may not have the time. That's the challenge.
William Dennehy is a dairy farmer based in Corrow. He's one of 1,200 farmers around Ireland who agreed to be part of Chagask's signpost programme. This means his farm is used as an example of best practice and for finding out through trial and error what methods work best. William outlines some of the work he's done on his land.
What we've done since 2021 is we have 1,500 metres of hedgerow put in, be it alder, there's some oak there, there's a lot of white harden, and we also put in two, it's kind of a cone shaped where it'll take all the nutrients off when we spread the slurry. At least all the nutrients can lodge in this particular part of the fields, and they're actually growing very well. On the trees, that's what we've done. That's 51% of the farm in clover. The third thing is all the slurry is spread with dribble barrel low emission, and it's virtually all protected urea. And we've a lot of work done in the yard in with separating dirty water from clean water. And I'm in the process now of putting in a reed bed, but it won't be reeds, it'll be actually willows. And where all the clean polished water is coming off the yard, and it will go down to the willows, and we can eventually leave that off. It can probably go to a water course then. It will be probably clean enough to go to a water course.
Do you think it's kind of unfair, all the criticism farmers get about how they look after the environment and water quality?
I think farmers have got a raw deal. I think dairy farmers have probably got a raw deal, but all farmers have probably got a raw deal in the sense that I don't think there's any farmer out there that ever wanted to pollute a river, pollute a water course. And I think every farmer is doing their bit to help the environment. And, you know, the bending is in, and we have to accept it, and we'll have to work with it. But I think it was a pity that the governments and the legislators didn't give science a little bit more time to work. Because at the end of the day, you can never write off science. You know, that science, in any field, you have to respect it.
You've done an awful lot of work here on your farm. Yeah. Would you say most farmers have done at least some?
I think so. I think the Evolve programme through Kerry, with the tree planting, I think most farmers are signing up for the trees, and they are putting down trees. And I think, you know, that has been a pile of, under the TAM scheme and under, that has been a pile of extra slurry storage and everything done over the last number of years. So I do think they are working.
But you have to give it time to work.
You have to give it time to work. And, you know, the thing about it is that I think in 5 years' time, the countryside will look a lot better than what it is now, as a result of all these measures.
Chagask is calling on all farmers to engage with the signpost programme and play their part in reducing emissions. George Ramsbottom is manager of the programme.
We have a target to achieve 50,000 farmers participating in the programme over the next 7 years. So it's only just starting. So there are a number of technologies that farmers can use. For example, they can reduce their fertiliser nitrogen input, they can spread their slurry differently, extend their grazing season in the spring and in the autumn, and they can change the type of nitrogen fertilizer that they use. And those are four key measures that we're trying to get farmers to adopt, or helping them to adopt, to reduce their greenhouse footprint.
Farmers in Kerry should contact their local Chagas office to find out how they can get involved.